Yeah, man. You already know what the fuck it is, man. DJ Jerry, aka the voice of the streets. It's that motherfucker, Mixtape Trappers Radio, man. I got him back in this motherfucker, man. Slim Dog Millionaire, what's happening?
What it do, my baby?
Man, what it do, shit. Slim Dog, man? You back, man. You in this,
feel good to be able to be back, man. I wanna see.
Bro, that shit wild, bro. Like, you know, I'ma just get right into it, bro. You know, like, when we posted that shit, because we been knew about it, like, when it happened on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And, that shit just crazy. You said you got shot, and people seen the videos, bro. So people seen you in the hospital bed, bro. Like damn near thought it was over. You know what I'm saying? But I'm happy you here, bro. Shit. You know what I'm saying? You in this, like, God ain't, you know what I'm saying, turn his back on you. Shit. Like, he said, man, you got to keep going.
Yeah.
So, shit, like, much as you could talk about, like, what happened, like, that day.
Man, I ain't gonna lie. I was supposed to be linking up with folks. We supposed to do, like, a little double date or some shit.
Yeah.
And, I ain't gonna lie. For the day before, you know, I had this bitch I flew in from Cali and to kick it with me. Mm. But the day before, bro, I got, like, random messages, but they was telling me everywhere I was at all day. So I'm looking at the bitch like, all right. I mean, and I'm like, no, hell no, this probably one of my plan or something. I'm like, but then the next day, I had some heads lined up, but I kept spending them. I kept spending them because I'm trying to line them up, so I'm going to meet bro up there. I can knock all these heads down on the way up there.
Yeah.
So I finally get up. I'm like, come on. And mind you, I moved downtown. I probably been down there like 8 months.
Mm.
Besides my, it's only two who I don't with no more know where I'm at. You know what I mean? And there's some tied in, whatever, all that. But like, I get down, we get off the elevator. Bust a left, bust a right. I'm walking down to my car, and I just look and see the door pop open. But it wasn't an unnatural thing because the car they was in looked like a car that already be there all the time.
Okay.
So I ain't thinking nothing of it. When I heard the door close, I look again. I see a little standing there and shit. I just kept walking, still didn't pay no attention. But I just looked back again, I seen the gun, he running up to me. I turned to the bitch like, run. She freeze up. I'm like, bitch, run. She still freeze up. I hit the motherfucking out of there on her. I hit the motherfucking corner and shit. And I'm running, but shit, you know, I'm old now. I ain't got the speed I thought I had. I look back, this nigga right here. So I'm like, fuck it. I try to dip over, come back the other way. They cornered me in a corner and shit. So I'm like, fuck it. Because my first thought when I seen the gun was like, oh, yeah, today that day, they finna try to get me out of here. You know what I mean? But the niggas, they wasn't shooting or nothing and shit. Like, if I was finna put him down, you right. Even if they was over there at the wall, all it's for y'all. All you have to do is start shooting, I'm out of there. You know what I mean? But y'all chasing me down. Y'all up on me right now. Y'all still not shooting and shit. Y'all trying to get something, and I ain't sweet, so shit, I'm finna get this gun, and we finna handle it like that. But in the midst of us wrestling and shit, I'm going for the gun. He tried to snatch the gun away and took that motherfucker down. I look up at it. He shoot that motherfucker. I'm like, damn. But we still fighting, though, so since I ain't see no blood or rainfall, I'm like, no, maybe he just smacked me with this motherfucker because my shit beating right now, but ain't shit going on, and I'm still fighting. So I break off. I get the running back towards my car. The other niggas coming towards me. I cut back the other way. Now it's one nigga chasing me. I run behind the cars, run back the other way. He still chasing me. Now he just saying some dumb ass shit, just like, flashing his beam, all that other shit, like, and eventually I just stopped, like, bro, what up, fuck, like, what is we doing here, my nigga, and he stopped, he ain't had nothing to say, but he looked at my face, and I seen his, like, his face, like, changed, like, to, he was on that, to, like, damn, he's scared now, so then I looked down, I'm like, oh, shit, Then he looked over there. I don't know what he seen over there, but his face got worse than that when he looked over there. So he walked off. I walked off. I get in the elevator shit. Matter of fact, I had to stand there and wait for the elevator to come while these niggas still right there and shit type shit. So I'm like, what the fuck is this type of shit? I ain't never been through no fucking robbery like this.
Right.
I mean, I know y'all don't see no jury this time, but them niggas ain't getting nothing. Police robbed me when they came. Because I guess, you know, two of the niggas got caught or whatever.
Because they was on camera in there?
They was on. No, see, that's another thing, right? So we going back. When they get in there, the bitch in the office, she cut the cameras on and go back. All you see is the cameras pop on with the police going down there. So they like all the cameras had shut off a couple days before and just miraculously popped on right after. But then a little on down the line, come to find out, bro, why these little niggas put a tracker on my car a couple of days before, folks?
Yeah.
So all them locations they was talking about they was finna pull up at because I'm there. Nigga, they was really on my eyes following me all them days and shit, but I'm still at these places waiting because, you know, I ain't no bitch, but they never came. So then, come back, the little niggas got caught, and one of the dumbass niggas was there on a GPS bracelet because he on papers and shot his fingers off. So he got knocked. He telling on the other niggas. I mean, and what the fuck? Oh, he ended up telling them I shot him, and they came there to get some weed. So my shit got raided within minutes of me going to the hospital. Like, how the fuck I get shot and get raided on the same night, and I ain't even do shit but walk to my car, fuck.
Yeah, that's fucked up. That's fucked up that the cameras only popped on when the police came
and
shit.
Yeah, I mean, so as soon as I got out the hospital, I go right in the office and get to checking the bitch. Like, well, what is you on, my nigga? Like, you the one in control of the cameras. How that happen like that? Mm. I mean, and then you supposed to be best friends with sis. Motherfucker, come, she asking you what you see on the cameras. What's on the camera? You tell the bitch, I'm cleaning up right now. Call me back later. Like, bro, what? Yeah, you done for on my baby. But that shit was crazy, though, for saying a lot. So the police went in my crib. Found, they ain't really find shit, but they came to the hospital, took all my jewelry and all that shit. So however long they gonna hide that shit is however long they gonna have it. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, but what was the point of taking that shit?
Because once I found out I was bleeding, you know, I went like this, so it's dripping on my watch. And then when I take my shirt off, it's dripping on my chain. You know, I got a little choker and shit. So it's blood all over my shit. So they like, oh, we got to see if some of their DNA on there. I'm like, it ain't. They ain't even get close to me like that.
Yeah.
But they're like, we got to take it anyway. Took the phones, one of my phones. You know, I got shot in my leg, too. So one of my phones had a bullet hole straight through that motherfucker.
Yeah.
So they took the phones, took all that shit. Like, left me with nothing, damn it. And got me kicked out the apartment. So left me with nothing. I couldn't get shit, fuck. Back at the bottom just like that, fuck. Mm. That shit blew me.
Yeah, but was they masked up when you seen when there was the chase was going on or they were just barefaced?
Yeah, no, they was masked up. They was masked up. That shit just caught me off guard and shit. Like, I ain't gonna lie, that's my fault getting too comfortable thinking I'm untouchable and shit. Cause, you know, I be in the streets for real. And shootout after shootout, robbery after robbery, nobody never got nothing. I never got touched. But I done touched a lot of shit. So, in my head, I be everywhere I go, I be on some, like, wish a nigga would type shit. But they did that day and put me right back down. I'm like, yeah, it ain't sweet, folks. You gotta stay like that, like how you was. I used to be just, you know, overly cautious. Always had a heat, but once I almost got caught with that heat one time, it's like, that's some shit you can't even hide if they pull you over. So, and then every time I got it on me, I always see him getting the shootout. So, but once I stopped carrying that motherfucker, all that shit went away. So, but, you know, I've been in the streets. But with that music shit, that shit, once I took off, that shit just made all the street shit way worse.
Yeah.
So I should have been over even more cautious and shit. But like I said, I'm still on my street shit, like, bro, I wish a nigga would type shit. And it's different now. Everybody keep telling me, bro, you got to stop moving like that. And I'm still not realizing that shit, but it is what it is now.
Right. But shit, why you think somebody, I know you said that motherfuckers probably just watching and put the tracker on the car, but like, why would a motherfucker even want to, like, do some shit? Like, or who would want to do some shit like that to you?
And I don't know, bro. There's so many niggas that climbed into it with me. So many niggas, bitches, done got fucked. I mean, so many niggas. I don't know, like, want what I got. In my head, I don't really got shit because it ain't what I want, but in everybody else's eyes, it's exactly what they want. So, I don't know. And then it's like, I be getting into it with so many people, bro. I be getting to start to thinking, like, bro, is it me? Am I the problem or some shit? But then I get to thinking, like, bro, I'm not the problem, because when I got a problem, I'll say some shit. And then my nigga Swag tell me all the time, like, bro, that's how this shit is, bro. You can't be taking all that shit to heart. I mean, because it's a play on play. You use people, you let them use you to get to where you want. But, like, you know how these rap niggas is. They get in tune with you, and they become brother and shit, make you think it's all sweet. So then when I spot some shit I don't like, I'ma say something, and they don't be liking that shit, because I guess they not used to that shit, because a lot of niggas I came in contact with was supposedly bigger than me.
Yeah.
But that shit don't faze me, nigga, because y'all fucking, the fucking clout y'all got on the music shit, I got that in the streets, and I got way more money than you niggas. Mm. So I don't give a fuck about none of this shit y'all got going on with the music. Niggas gonna respect me because I'm me, nigga. I'm doing way more than y'all, nigga. Y'all got all these fake watches on, wearing the same clothes all the time and shit, bro. You see me, nigga, I get dressed every day if I want to. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So then, niggas come around, and you know we rapping and shit. It's like, say you a rapper and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you rapping about all the shit you doing and shit, but you know damn well in real life, you ain't got no motion going on.
Yeah.
Then you come around me, and I got real motion going on. And in my raps, I'm talking shit about niggas who fake having motion. And then you one of them niggas. So it start to get to the point to where, like, every time I say something, you asking me who you talking about. I mean, who you talking about? And them be the niggas you got to watch the most. As soon as they ask you who you talking about one time, you need to cut them niggas. Whoever it is, you need to cut them off. Because them be the ones who going to backdoor you. Because they feeling some type of way.
Facts.
Inadvertently or not, they feeling some type of way. I mean, and that's how I got into it with them last rap niggas and shit. But them niggas bitches, I ain't going to lie.
Yeah. Yeah, that shit crazy, bro. Like, I don't know. If I was a rap nigga and I was faking it, you say some shit like that, I'll just be like, shit.
I mean, but we rapping, though.
Yeah, we
I mean,
rapping.
But it's
shit,
like, how we kicking it every day, my nigga. Like, we ain't had no tensions going on, none of that shit going on, none of that other shit. But, like, before we started kicking it, it was like, oh, he fired this and this and that. Now we kicking it. Now you paying attention to the words. And I'm damn near, if we on the same song, I'm contradicting what you saying. Because not like, you saying some shit on a rap, and then I'm saying some shit to combat that. It's like I'm combating your real life. Like,
yeah.
I know you capping in this song, but I'm not talking about you. You my nigga. Nigga, I support whatever you tell a motherfucker.
Right.
You know what I mean? But this is how I rap, folks. I'm really like that.
Yeah.
And niggas be taking that shit and taking it to the head. Like, bro, you gotta be talking about me, because ain't dumped a stone yet. My phone ain't rang all day. And he just said that shit.
Yeah, but that shit crazy, though. Like, shit. But like you said, like, you damn near might have to just leave them niggas alone that really ain't doing that shit because you don't want to switch up what you got going on, man. Because you always going to be like, man, fuck them niggas. Yeah, fuck them niggas. So, like,
fuck them niggas,
you just can't associate with them type of niggas because, you know, at the end of the day, they eventually going to feel some type of way.
Yeah, they eventually going to feel some type of way. And this shit, fuck them niggas to this day. Everybody see who, everybody seen who I was around at one point in time. Like, I done kicked it with some of everybody. And I, but you see, I always end up by myself or with the same niggas. Niggas, Swag, Big Jew.
Yeah, they in this motherfucker.
Yeah, man, they over there.
Man. Swag in this bitch, man. Big Jew in this motherfucker, man. They this
big,
bitch, man.
Big Granddaddy Jew.
Yeah.
I mean.
Get your ass on there, dog.
The same niggas. Yeah. And, and then, you know, these niggas came around day one, been the same since day one. Never, we had some differences and shit, but like, it's never got that far. We'll talk it out before it get that far. And then when we talk it out, it ain't going to get escalated either.
Right.
I mean, so them be. And then I got my other nigga. I only got one other nigga outside that, my nigga Terry and shit. Mm. And I barely talk to dog, but he know whatever it is whatever it is. I can get into it. I ain't talked to this nigga in a couple months, but if I call him today, he going to pull up. I mean.
Facts.
Yeah, and it's been like that for some years. A1, day ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that shit crazy, dog. Like, because Milwaukee is just wild, like, how the backdoor shit be going on. And,
wow.
And I ain't going to lie, when I seen that shit, bro, like, even, you remember when you FaceTimed me?
Yeah.
Like, I ain't going to lie, bro, like, I was just like, bro, I got mad, bro. Like, it just is like damn, yeah, bro. Because it's like, I know you, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I know what type of, I know your character, you know what I'm saying?
And that's what. Like, none of that shit, bro, you know how people get traumatized when a big event happen like that shit. Like,
yeah.
It don't do that to me because this been my whole life. It's just this time, it just happened to be me this time. So I don't think back at it like, oh, damn, this and that. When I think back, I be like, damn, if that shit really happened.
Yeah.
But what hurt me is seeing everybody else hurt. And that shit had me in my feelings because, like, but y'all making my mama cry, my sister cry, my niggas crying and shit. Like, I mean, I can't. That shit hurt. That's the shit that hurted me. Not the shot, not the none of that shit, bro. And that shit. No, y'all was crying. Y'all niggas crying, bro.
I ain't gonna lie, dog. Big Jew, a good nigga, bro. Like, he had called me, like, and I know him, bro. You know what I'm saying? On business. Like, he was fucked up about that shit. Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just happy everything was good, bro.
Hell yeah. I ain't gonna lie. I mean, shit. I never once had a thought I wasn't gonna make it just for the simple fact. I'm just, no, it ain't the fact that I'm saying. It's just nothing happened, bro. I'm still walking around this motherfucker talking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Handling
able to
shit.
Do shit.
The whole time and shit. I walked to the ambulance and climbed in that motherfucker.
Yeah.
I mean, so like, it was just. And Jew, he pointed out right away, like, bro, you ain't even mad you got shot. You just mad that they shot you and got away. I'm like, bro, how the fuck you know? He's like, because I can see it on your face, bro. You want to go do something right now. I'm like, oh, my baby, I do. Face swollen, all. I was not getting away with that because they going to know it's me. But I don't know. That's just been my life. And I be trying to, you know, mom's gonna be on my eyes, but I be like, bro, this has been my whole life. It don't affect me. Like, I can go walk around Milwaukee even right now and still just be me.
All right, bro. Yep. Hell yeah, dog. Yeah, that shit wild. But, like, even though I know you said that you still don't feel like a traumatic experience or none of that, like, but, like, as far as, like, today, like, how you moving different, like, from the way you moved on Valentine's Day?
Shit, I ain't gonna lie. I thought, niggas, you know, every time I pulled to the crib, you know, I went around the block.
Yeah.
And this ain't no downtown. It's like, ain't no go around the block. You doing the hood. You got to go around the whole little territory to come back around. Then I look around and see, you know, all that shit. See if I see familiar vehicles. So I'm thinking I'm moving, but it's like, now I just gotta stay out the way. I can't be the one being seen. I can't be the one doing hand to hands, none of that other shit. Which at one point I didn't have to do that shit. You know what I mean, so I'm like, fuck it, I'm just finna go back. I just got back, fell in love with the street shit, dumping back and forth all these phones and shit. Like, that shit gets you knocked. So me being seen, especially with me being me, I can't be doing that shit. I gotta go back to not hiding, but not being seen either.
Yeah.
So me being comfortable in this car, then letting everybody see it, because I'm able to have nice cars in the videos, multiple nice cars. Everybody know what I'm riding, and I'm still riding these motherfuckers instead of switching it up like I've been doing or used to doing shit. Right. I got comfortable being comfortable type shit. So all that shit did, like, it's back to, if I am in town, nobody know until I tell you where to pull up at and getting rentals and taking them straight to the tent shop and all that shit. Like, I don't give a fuck about what they say when I bring it back, but I'm not riding fishbowl either.
Yeah, for real.
I mean, so it's just back to that shit, bro. Back to, that's what I'm saying. When you're in the streets, you can't never get comfortable like that, because you would end up fucking yourself up or giving other niggas the opportunity to fuck you up.
Facts. But shit, dog, like, you know in the streets the way you know it, you know what I'm saying? Like, do you feel like you know who did that shit? You know who was behind it?
Man.
The shooting.
I feel like I do, but nothing concrete. But just by me knowing who niggas kick you with, whether they have something to do with it or not, I feel like when I decide to get on that, I don't care who it is, because all y'all affiliated with each other and shit. And if I really get the naming off names and that shit really happened, like, bro, if I really do it to who I think it is, bro, the city would. They claim they hate me now, but they really hate me then with some of the rappers. I'm going to take off this motherfucker, like, you know what I mean? And they know who they is. They be watching my shit, not saying nothing. Like, don't get it twisted. I know, but you don't know I know. But just know if it happened, just know where it came from type shit. Because y'all know what y'all did, or y'all know what happened. Because these y'all niggas type shit. I mean, and that shit, like, I don't even give a fuck, because, like, one of my blood peoples kick it in the crowd. And this same nigga just told me, like, he ain't even, bro, just imagine your brother saying, fuck you, because somebody made him mad about what I said or what they said. Not even about what I said.
Yeah.
Somebody said something that made him mad. So you like, basically, fuck you, bro. I ain't even doing shit because they pissed me off. I ain't say shit to you. That shit ain't come from me. That's what they said. Nigga, it ain't nothing. My blood can't nothing keep me from having my blood back if something happened to him, bro. Nothing, fuck.
Facts.
You know what I mean? It'd take for you to have to do some drastic shit to me to make me not show up for you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But even if that was the case, I still check in on you. At least check in on you. Like, he good, he straight. You good, you straight. This thing. Bro, nigga said nothing to me. Everybody that I thought was supposed to be there or was going to be there said nothing to me, bro. Never showed up, nothing. Fuck. I mean, then I go see a message saying that shit, like, yeah, bro, dude said some shit, bro. Pissed me off, so I'm going to just fall back. Let them handle it type shit. And you my blood. But you treat these niggas like your blood because y'all all on cameras together, all that shit kicking in and shit, bro. Like, it's supposed to be a line to where you take that brother shit. So I don't give a fuck if we all in here right now. If my brother say y'all did it to him and y'all knew that was my brother, then y'all knew I was going to have a problem with it. So y'all know what I got to come do. Whether we been kicking it for a long time or not, y'all knew that was my brother. Y'all should have called me and let me handle my brother type shit. But don't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that shit just blew me, bro. A lot of bitches I cut off for the same shit. Like, bitch, you swear up and down, you love me, this and this and that. You couldn't even share a get well post on your story type shit. Because you don't want to be like all the other bitches and shit. Like, man, that shit lame, folks. If you really cared, you would have showed you care, no matter how you showed it.
Yeah. Well, shit, like, Yeah, that shit crazy though, bro. Like, I'm just thinking about that shit, bro. Like, cause that's how that should be. Motherfuckers will show their true colors, like, and some shit like that. They be like, man, either I'm gonna come through or I'm not gonna come through. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit crazy.
And I never not show up, bro. I never not show up. When people need me, bro, that's what be fucking me up, bro. Cause people be needing me, and I'll go against my better judgment just because that's just who I am. But. Yeah. All that shit done passed. I done went through it. For me, it was long. Everybody else, and I recovered fast. But shit, going through my recovery stage, shit, I'm getting back in the studio, getting back comfortable.
Yeah.
Being around shit. I mean, I just did vid last night. I don't know when that motherfucker gonna be done, but I just did that shit. I just got in the studio. As soon as I got off the plane, I hopped right in the studio and shit. Yeah. Like, you know, I'm back on that type of time.
Facts.
And I'm opening the door up to, like, any artist. I don't give a fuck if they nobody's, no views, just started rapping today. Like, if you reach out to me, then you think I'm somebody. So if you think I can make you somebody, I'm going to do that for you just because of your respect for me. I don't give a fuck. You ain't got to be no big artist. You ain't got to hire none of that shit, bro. If you fuck with me, I'm going to fuck with you, but just know it ain't going to be none of that brother, buddy, buddy shit. Like, it's strictly that. But I don't mind helping y'all just because, you know what I mean? Fuck all that shit, bro. I'm still a real street nigga. Fuck. Oh, my baby.
Hell yeah. Yeah, though, I know it's random, but, you know, Yellow Beezy, you know what I'm saying? They said that he was behind Mo3 murder and shit, that he paid the shooter 40 G's, you know what I'm saying? They had got him, you know what I'm saying? Like, just what's your opinion about shit like that? Or not even that exact situation, but just shit like that that go on.
Normally, I feel like big rappers like that who got big influence and got money to change shit, or even just the influence to change shit, y'all should be done doing that shit. Y'all making too much money to be doing that shit. But even with that being said, going back to my situation, I don't give a fuck how big them niggas is or how big I get. I got shot in the face, folks. I got to do something about that. You know what I mean? So I can't even say that no more because I don't know that situation. When it first happened with the Dolph shit, with that shit, I'm like, man, niggas too big to that. They need to come together. They can change some shit. But then going back, it's like, I see how they feel now. Well, I don't know what happened, but if that has some shit like that happen, I see how they feel.
Right. Because it's always two sides, bro.
Yeah, like, it's always two sides.
Yeah. Yeah, dog. I see you brought somebody here with dog. What female you brought here? She look familiar, bro.
Big Juicy,
man. She in this motherfucking, man. Shout out Big Juicy, man. She in this bitch,
she over
man.
There trying to be camera shy and shit. How you going to be a rapper and be camera shy? You got to be on that motherfucker kicking your shit.
Yeah, dog, we gonna get her ass on here, bro. Yeah, I gotta holler at her, bro.
She fire though. She gonna be one of them ones that's up there.
Hell yeah. She
was showing me her shit yesterday. I'm like, oh yeah, this shit dumping. You tripping.
What's it?
My baby. But yeah, I'm finna get some work in with her too.
Hell yeah. Definitely gotta do something. Shit, dog, who you wanna shout out before we get out this motherfucker, bro?
Man, shout out everybody that fuck with me. I think y'all probably might not notice, but I noticed the regulars who be on my page liking everything, sharing things. Folks, shout out to y'all. Shout out all my people who did show up. And then, like, my sister, nigga, she coming for whatever. I don't give a fuck if we just got into it and cussed each other out. If something happened, she's showing up no matter what. And she gonna spend whatever to make sure everything happened. Like, that's I love her folks to death. My baby, she come before everything, my baby. But yeah, shout out my niggas who became my niggas and been my niggas. Like I said, Big Jew, Big Swag, my nigga Audi.
Yeah.
It's a couple other niggas and shit, but you know, my nigga Twin Dex, he came around and been around since day one and shit. Bobby Joe, all them niggas and shit. But these just the niggas who around that I can name, but it's more niggas, but you know what I mean? But we don't be around like that, so. But they know who they is. Niggas know who my niggas is. And like I said, y'all on Instagram, Facebook, I know who y'all is too. So, and I'm a real street nigga. No matter how far I get, I'm a real nigga. So if I come back, just know I'm coming back. And just be ready, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Shit like that.
Yeah. Yeah, man. You already know what the fuck it is, man. DJ Jerry, a.k.a. the voice of the streets. It's a motherfucking mixtape trappers radio, man. Slim Dog Millionaire. What's happening?
Yeah, man. Slim Dog, baby. I'm going to see y'all niggas. I'm going to be back out here in a minute. But remember, if it don't kill you, it make you whatever the fuck you want to make it after that. Love, too, though.
Facts. Love, bro.